This then clusters us, and this is intentionally not so that you can see the families here. Unfortunately, some of you at the front may be able to distinguish the families of genes. We can bring these genes together. Clearly, we can't analyze 25,000 individually and try to work out what all these are, but you can bring them together in families and pathways. And we begin to say, well, is it proliferation and only proliferation that's the effective pathway that is suppressed by endocrine agents? Is it increase in apoptosis, changes in angiogenesis, changes in hypoxia, invasion, etc., etc.? And you can bring these genes together to allow us to actually ask that question. What is it that endocrine treatment changes that has the overall effect and the change in outcome? And how does that vary between patients? And how can we then orientate our other treatment towards whether that's actually going to be affected or not?